is Jay and Lori Pyatt from The Couple Cure with this week's question. So the question is, how can I respond to a husband struggling with porn addiction who's lying about me to his individual CSAT counselor, our pastor, and his support? He's saying things like I'm crazy, overreacting, exaggerating, and that I have some mental disorder.
When a husband has been using the therapy, the helping community, when he goes in and says, she's crazy, nothing's going on. Couple of things. Number one, he feels like the apology should be enough, that there isn't trauma going on, that there isn't something that she needs repaired. And that's still on him. And the helping community, the guy that invented the sex addicts program and the CSAT program, Patrick Carnes, when he first saw this, he called it co-addiction versus trauma, which is something it took years and years to figure out. So the helping community doesn't necessarily know about the trauma. So find a different counselor or go to the counselor separately and show them the work of Barbara Steffens. Show them the things that say this is trauma. Mm-hmm. Also, for the guys that are doing this, yes, she's angry. Yes, she's hurt. It is not something that you're going to be able to say, I'm sorry, one time and it get better. So you need to be in this for a much longer haul. And your apology is going to basically be useless until you can hear her pain fully. And that means multiple times, whenever she wants to bring it up, until you can hear her pain fully, that apology is going to be dead on arrival. It's not necessarily going to help. And this is not like, hey, I'm sorry, I took the last coffee out of the coffee pot. I'll make a new pot. This is not that easy. You're going to need to really hear the pain of the other person before the apology has any effect.
What I would say to that is, number one, the CSAT, the pastor, probably his support group are there to, like, they feel like probably they're there to help him with his addiction, period. CSATs typically are not trained in betrayal trauma, at least from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. They're not trained typically to keep a relationship together. That's one part. Another part is your husband doesn't have any training, I'm assuming, in this. He doesn't know how to diagnose mental disorders, and it's actually against the therapist's ethics to diagnose you without ever seeing you. So that's an issue as well. Now, what can you do about it? You can, draw boundaries and say, like, unless we take the trauma model, like, I'm not sure if I can stay, and then hold to that boundary. The reason is because of treatment-endorsed trauma, which he might be hearing from the experts out there who, again, might not know anything about betrayal trauma. And he might be coming home and hurting you more with what they say. So it really depends on how far you want to take this. If you can leave, if you can't, I would just, like, it's something I told Jay. Is your guy, the person you're talking to, are they experts on it? I can guarantee you the stuff you're learning would not keep me around. It's not drawing me closer to you. In fact, it's doing the opposite. It's mm-hmm. repelling me. Mm-hmm. So that might be something you can do.